Mrs. MJ, I'm an author, I'm an artist, I'm an analyzer. You can find all my work at MJMuñoz.com. Welcome to Swinging Through Comics, where I talk about comic books and manga and what they mean to me and how good they are and other things. I think it's going to be a fun and wild ride, so why don't you join me as I'm swinging through comics.
A thought just struck me. What is my relationship with comics? I love the medium, but I hate the media. That was the exact thought. I love the medium, I hate the media. What does that mean? Comics have the potential to be beautiful, to show dramatic, powerful, impactful, inspirational messages. And I love that about comics. I love reading comics that leave me feeling inspired, that leave me feeling satisfied with the story. Why do I hate the media then? Why do I hate comics? Even though I just said I love them? Because I love what they can be and what they have been and what they can be again. But the problem is that not everybody is interested in having comics be what they need to be. And I'm not going to get on... I'm not associated with any group. I'm just a guy who loves the medium of comic books and hates what comic books have become or what comic books have given me as far as abusing or misusing the medium of comics. And I think it's too bad. I see a lot of kids today reading graphic novels. I've looked at some, especially coming to a certain wheelhouse or whatever, a certain arena, and I've seen the graphic novels and the comics the kids are reading, and they're interesting, and I'm almost interesting in, I would love to just make comics now, but I don't feel confident in myself. I don't have the artistic ability as of yet, and I don't really feel like it's something I can just jump into. I would love to be a mangaka, I'd love to write and draw all my own comics, ink them, the whole thing, package them up, get them sold, but that's not where I am right now. Maybe one day. But what I do feel like I have the strength to do, what I feel like I'm stronger on, is actually writing prose. But I feel like I write pulpy prose, or that's what I'm drawn to, and I think pulpy prose is not too far removed from comics, especially if you look at the fact that The Shadow, I can't remember the famous issue, but Bill Finger and his fellow, who now I feel really bad, because Bill Finger's the guy who has less to praise about for the original Batman, it just ripped off something from The Shadow. It adapted certain images that were in the pulp, and it adapted the story into a comic book story. Anyway, I thought about looking it up. I'm not going to look it up. You can look it up who were the creators of Batman. Bill Finger didn't do as much as the other guy. And the other guy was the stronger partner overall. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Batman. But the pulp novel can be adapted into a comic book. And I'm thinking, what I should do is I should just write my own books. Why are you talking about this? I'll get to it. I should write my own books, and then if they're successful enough, I will pitch them, I will take money, I'll reinvest into the company, and I'll, the company, me, getting these things turned into amazing graphic novels, because I have a cinematic mind. Like, I love movies so much. My enjoyment of comic books and manga has given me, I think, a well-cultivated, movie director eye, kind of, where I can think about writing a scene in such a way that it's going to be visually dynamic in another medium. But also, I recognize that comic or novels need to be adapted into comics, or rather, you can't just take a novel and say, it's a comic book now, and that's it. For example, I don't know why they did this, but they've done several, dozens probably, of book, maybe a dozen. They've been done about a dozen book adaptations of Star Wars books into Star Wars comics. Mostly Dark Horse, but Marvel did, The Last Jedi, and I think they did Force Awakens, and I think all the other six were covered with Dark Horse, and we're not talking about Rise of Skywalker, because why would you do that? But anyway, where I'm going with this is, I have a, kind of a big chip on my shoulder about the media of comic books, and, I want stuff to be, there's no reason it can't be family-friendly. Speaking of stuff not being family-friendly, I rewatched Star Wars last year, the six movies, and I was shocked by some of the stuff that Lucas included in there. Slave Leia, Midriff Padme, lots of little things in there that, don't really need to be there, and it doesn't need to be presented in that way. And I don't know, because I haven't watched enough, Saturday serial pulp-type deals, how the women were dressed there. But definitely a lot of, I haven't seen any shadow covers where there's, scantily clad women, but a lot of the old pulp novels, it's easy to sell sex. I mean, that's the truth. It's very easy to do that. And I don't want to do that because that goes against my moral code. And it's not ethical. It's, you know, scammy, schemey, and sleazy, and I don't like it. And, like, that's not the market I'm writing for. That's not the market I'm writing for. That's not the market I'm a part of. And other people can have that be what they want out of life, but that's not what I want. And I want comics to be for all ages. I want them to be for all ages, but actually good. I want them to work. So I have on the thumbnail here, and I have possibly behind me, Star Wars Legacy, Amazing Fantasy number, just one of them randomly showing Cade Skywalker, Amazing Fantasy number 15, Kamuto, which is a new manga by Akira Himekawa, who's the mangaka. It's a team of women, two women, who did a bunch of Legend of Zelda manga. There's a 10-volume manga set that they've done, and there's also the 11-volume Twilight Princess adaptation that they did. And the last thing I have there is what? Yu Yu Hakusho. So, definitely, I'm striving to write stuff that's going to be good for all ages. So what does that mean? That means there can't be certain things. There can't be a certain level of violence, and there can't be a certain level of sexuality, immodesty, that kind of thing. And that's what I am. That's where I am. That's what I want. And I would say Star Wars Legacy definitely crosses that line. It's more in the Lucas bent of things. And that's another issue to set aside. Amazing Fantasy, or Spider-Man in general, there are definitely vixens, or I don't know how else to call those types of women. Think of Black Cat. Like, there's women like that in the comics, and they're happy about that. You know, the creators of the comics are happy about that. There's Yu Yu Hakusho, which definitely has Yusuke's a brash, rude character. There's a few character designs that are a little much, not for my taste. And then finally there's Kamuto, which so far doesn't have anything inappropriate in it. It's a fantasy. It's kind of like if Dark Crystal were a manga and it was in its own fantasy world, that's like, I would just say Dark Crystal the manga is what I would just throw at you as a elevator pitch for what Kamuto is. But it's by these ladies who did the Zelda, and I don't think any of the Zelda had anything objectionable in it. So, what am I saying? I'm saying I have very selective tastes, and my selective tastes inform what I'm going to read and what I'm going to enjoy. However, I'll caveat this with saying I want to read a bunch of comics and kind of be in that mindset of, like, taking them in, absorbing them, learning from them what I can, you know, gleaning from them, and also just enjoying the good stories. I have jokingly called Jesus of Nazareth is called the greatest story ever told, like on the posters and stuff like that. I have jokingly said to my kids that Yu Yu Hakusho is the greatest story ever told. Why? Because the anime is one of the greatest stories ever told. It's, I don't know, 100 episodes or 90 episodes or something like that, and it's fantastic. There's so much good in it, and I thought, you know what, I want to go back to the source. I want to see the manga. What is the manga actually like? There's inappropriate, some objectionable things in there, and I want to read the manga to see what it's really like and see how good the story is and see how deep that good story goes and just push aside the other stuff. Will I reread Star Wars Legacy right now? No, but I read all of Star Wars Legacy, which was like 60 or 80 issues, I think, and it was fantastic. It's a great story, and I absolutely loved it. It ran for, I don't know, was it 6 years, 7 years? I can't remember, but somewhere in between there. It's a great comic book series. There's stuff that, of course, I would object to, and I wouldn't want, you know, my kids to read necessarily, or at least not at a young age, not a tender age. But, like, it's a really good comic. It was a really good story. It was really enjoyable, and I really enjoyed that. Spider-Man has, you know, negative things in it, but Spider-Man is an amazing story about an amazing hero, a guy who goes from being just an ordinary, you know, put-upon guy to being selfish and having that turn back on him and hurt him. And, like, the lessons and the moral ethos of, you know, great power, great responsibility, all that stuff, like, that comes from Spider-Man is so good and noble and heroic and inspirational, despite, you know, the other stuff, the you know, just for fun, the cheesecake, basically. I'll just say cheesecake. Despite the cheesecake, that it's, like, a great story. I want to read more classic Marvel comics. I want to read, I'm not going to reread Legacy. I want to read Yu Yu Hakusho because it's a classic Japanese comic, I'll say, like that. And I want to read Kamuto because it looks like it's going to be a beautiful comic. It looks like it's going to be classic fantasy. It looks like it's going to be high adventure, family friendly. And I'm really interested in exploring those comics as I go forward in life as an artist, as a storyteller, absorbing these stories and trying to learn from them and trying to talk about comics and, you know, why my taste is so selective, like why these things are good, either in spite of the cheesecake or because of the lack of cheesecake, or, you know, it can be good with a lack of cheesecake. You don't need cheesecake for it to be good.
that's kind of what I want to talk about with Swinging Through Comics, as I'm relaunching it and redoing it and restarting it. And maybe it'll start off as monthly, maybe it'll be weekly. Who knows? You got to stick around to find out. I hope you do, and I hope you enjoy this journey with me. Thank you so much for your time and attention. You can find all my work at mjmunoz.com. Everything I do is cataloged over there. I'm writing, I'm reading, I'm analyzing stuff. I'm talking about things beyond comic books and manga. I'm talking about tokusatsu. I'm talking about my own books. I'm talking about classic and modern children's literature, middle grade novels, and I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff over there. You can go, basically there's something new for you to check out every single day, and you can enjoy it, and you can also be subscribed there, and subscribe to me everywhere. Like my stuff, share my stuff, tell others about it, help me grow. Of course, help me grow my channel, help me grow my platform out here in the world where I'm trying to talk about stories that I value and write stories that people will value as well.